So we've been discussing about the biblical mitzvah of shofar, that the original step was 9 shofar blasts, that it, we learned it says trua 3 times, yom trua, zichron trua, and shofar trua by yom kippur yovel. And we have gzeira shava, that just like shofar, just like trua means shofar by Yovel, it also means by Rosh Hashanah. So that's what we learn out, 3 shofar blasts. And then we have a further tradition as well, because based on Vavarta shofar trua, that we have a tradition that a tekiya comes before and after every trua, and therefore 3 times 3 is 9. And then we moved into the second stage of, I'll say the habrachas, we do it in the Musaf with the Malchios, Shofronos, and Zichronos. And then Rabbi Bo instituted it to 30 to keep the uniformity. And then the Gemara tells us the Kiyas to Meyushav, the Kiyas to Me'umad. We move up to 60, perhaps 90 if we do it in the silent Shemon Esrei as well. And then we go based on the Aruch, we go to 100. Based on others, Michael, the highest angel near the Kisei HaKavod, 101. So that's the different minhag, that's what we know, so we're familiar with the mitzvah of shofar. However, what is, but let's go back a step. What is a kosher shofar? What are we allowed to make a shofar from? So the Mishnah says, kol shofros kosheros chutz mishel parah. So the Mishnah seems to say we can make a parah from any animal, except for paras. That the Ramban discusses any animal, meaning we could use a non-kosher animal, because we do see a non-kosher animal regarding the mitzvah of tcheles, that either whether it's the cuttlefish or the murex trunculus, so that's the Ramban's debate. But let's leave non-kosher animals out. So within kosher animals are good except for a para. Why is a para no good? So the Mishnah tells us, because a para, it's called the Keren, and it's not called the shofar. And therefore, you can't make a shofar out of a parah, because it, halachically, legally speaking, it's called the Keren, a horn, and not a shofar, and therefore, it's a technical problem. However, the Gemara, interesting, goes on to give different reasons. Usually, the Gemara doesn't argue on the Mishnah, but the Ramban points out, since there are other opinions, you say, what are you talking about? Every horn is called the Keren. So what do you mean only by a para? So therefore, it's not such a strong reason. So hence, Uwa and Abaye add some additional reasons. Uwa says the famous reason many are familiar with, Ein kategor nasa sanegor. The prosecutor can't be the defense attorney. And therefore, the animal, the cheda ego, was the sin, reminding us of the sin of the golden calf. So how can we go ahead now on Rosh Hashanah and go in? So therefore, that's why we don't use the para. Ein kategor nasa senegor. Abaye says, shofar echad amru v'lo shnei u'shrosha. That the shofar shofar apparently has different layers, and therefore that's why it's no good. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah seems to say, all the shofars are kosher, chutz mishel para. 3 different reasons why the para is no good, either because it's not called the keren, or the ein kategor nasa senegor, or that it's not considered shofar echad, it has different layers. So the Rambam has an interesting chiddush, a big chumra. The Rambam writes, the only kosher shofar is Mishel Chevesh, is an ayel, basically. We have to use a ram's horn. So the question is, it seems to go against the Mishnah. So if you're a brisker, it's a difficult Mishnah. If you're not a brisker, it's a difficult Rambam. So the Rambam basing himself on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara says one should use a shofar shoayah. Why? Because we want to bring up the memories of Akedas Yitzchak, the Zechus of Yitzchak, Zechus Avos, and therefore that's why. So the Rambam seems to learn that Gemara as qualifying the Mishnah, and which is a big chiddush, and therefore the Rambam writes, if you don't use a shofar shoayo, you are not yotze. End of discussion. We don't pass like the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam writes. The Torah writes it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar to use a shofar shoayo. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, interesting, b'di'eved, if you l'chadchila, you should use a shofar shoayo, but b'di'eved, if you don't use it, you still yotze. So that seems to be the shita. This is an interesting Yemenite minug. What was, it's called the Kudo, K-U-D-O. There are some Yemenite communities that favor the very large horn or the greater Kudo, woodland antelope. The origins of this custom remain unclear. So unless this is your custom, it's preferable to stick to a ram's horn. As we mentioned, according to the Rambam rules, that only a ram's horn is kosher to begin with, even though we don't paskin like him. So if you, we paskin, if there's no other, if you don't have a ram's horn, you can use other animals. So regarding the kudo, some say, well, some associate the kudo's horn side with the prophecy about the redemption that a great shofar shall be sounded, Yeshaya Chaf Zayin Yud Gimel 27:13. It should be noted, according to the Gemara, the shofar of the redemption is one of the horns of a ram, of, you know, Akedas Yitzchak. So a ram would still be the most appropriate. So the question is, what's the basis? Is it even true? Is this minhag true? So Rav Usher Weiss, as he spoke to some old Yemenites, some said, oh no, we don't, because they usually follow, in general, among Svardim and different minhagim, some follow the Beis Yosef, some goes when the Beis Yosef is cholik on the Rambam, so some follow the Rambam, so it's difficult to, they'd use a shofar, which according to the Rambam is pasul. So this one person said, no, not on Rosh Hashanah we don't use it. Maybe, I guess, during Slichas when they blow it, the shofar, maybe during Elul. No, others explain, no, a reason, others gave another reason, which makes more sense. That, I guess, the sheep in Teman, they have very short horns. And whatever the exact details are, you have to have a minimum shear for a shofar to be kosher. So they were very mesupik. They would have used a horn, but since the horns were very short and they weren't sure a suffix if it was kosher, they said better to use an kudo, an antelope, which big horn. So we know avadik. In other words, if the shofar shoayo isn't the right measurement, so it's puzzle, so it doesn't help. So better to go with this certain kudo. So even though it's not like the Rambam, but that's what they. But, you know, that's what they claim, that was the minhag. So therefore, those who have that minhag, I guess, anyway, you definitely yotze, we don't pass them like the Rambam, but, so in fact, someone asked Rav Usher Weiss, a shayla, he said, let's say someone, we know there's a concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs, that a person does a mitzvah while he gets, and in fact it comes up this year, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, we're not going to blow shofars. The shayla is, who gets to blow shofar on the second day? Again, in a community where one person blows both days, it's not a shayla. But some communities break it up. The first day, someone, just like back in the day, they used to split up the milah. Some did the milah, some did the priya. That was a shayla, could you split it up on Shabbos or not? So over here, let's say they split it up, so who would get kadima? Would the one with the first day get to do it the second day or no? You say you lost your day, and therefore the other person goes. So it's a machlokas among the Panim Meiros, the Shari Tshuva, among others, about whether someone according to Gemara and Sukkah regarding the piyutim, and therefore we see the person who couldn't do it got to do it the next day. So therefore maybe by shofar the first person gets to go. Others say, oh, it's not a good raya. That's because that's the same piyut we're doing. Here, we're not blowing, we're not making up, it's not a tashlumin, we're not making up the first day. There's a, you know, we blow 2 days all the time. So that's a debate. So different machlokas among them, I guess maybe different shuls have different minhagim. But, so someone to point out this, because based on the Kedushas Levi, there's a Mishnah Berurah that depends how you view it.
Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbat, some have the Lashon Ki'ilu Taka, it's the highest level of blowing. It's a pure shofar blast, and therefore, of course, the second guy goes, because you already got credit for the best blast ever.
Okay, either way, getting back here, so the case was this person had a chazakah, but whatever reason, he was blowing an ant. His expertise was doing an antelope, not a ram. So the shiloh was, let's say he was doing it for 10 years in this shul. Let's say there was not a minhag teiman shul. And someone else now knows how to blow rams, and who gets kadima? So Rav Asher Weiss felt that the minhag of Klai Yisrael, either lechatchila versus b'diavad, a mitzvah and a mufkar, that we should go ahead, and he says, no chazak, the only chazak if you're both doing a shofar shoayyo. But if you're using an antelope, the shofar shoayyo takes precedence. That was Rav Asher Weiss's opinion. Maybe all agree with that as well. And as well, I think, and they asked maybe, then how about splitting it up? Maybe doing tekiyas to meyushav, we use a shofar shoayyo. That's, let's assume it's the 30 blasts before Masuv, and let's assume the 30 blasts after, use the shofar shoayyo. Rav Asher Weiss thought as well, then no. For all 100 blasts, lechatchila, should be done with the shofar shoayyo.